Okay, well, our catechism question this morning is question four. What is God? God is spirit, infinite, eternal, and unchangeable in his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. In theology, we have what's called the attributes of God. They're divided up into two sections. There are what are called the incommunicable attributes of God and the communicable attributes of God. That's all sort of theological language for what God has in and of himself, which he doesn't share with us, and what things that God has that he does share with us, or characteristics that God has that either he doesn't share, it's impossible in fact for him to share with us, or those which he does. For example, God has compassion, and so we have compassion. But in these things, God does not necessarily share with us, or at least in the fullness of these things. We notice, first of all, the essence of God in the answer to this question. The essence of God. When we want to get right down to what the essence of God is, we say with the Lord Jesus Christ in John chapter 4, verse 24, that God is spirit. God is not a man. He is spirit. And we come to God and we worship him because of that, in spirit and in truth. In other words, we don't worship God on a physical level. That's what that means. We don't worship God on an earthly level. We must raise our worship to the heavenly places and the heavenly realms. And that is one of the reasons why human invention must not enter into the worship of God. Because God's worship must be consistent with his nature and with his essence. And that's the fundamental reason why we must be careful not to bring anything of human invention into God's worship. Because of the character of God. People often say, well, I think God would like this, or I think God would like that. But they start at the wrong place, because they start at the place where they say, well, I think it's human invention, human idea. God is spirit, and because God is spirit, he must be worshipped in spirit and according to his truth. But then there's three words that are used to describe the nature of God. He is infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. Now, we won't take time, because there's so many scripture references, we won't take time to go through all these scriptures. But in three ways, in three words, God is described. He is infinite. In other words, we can't measure God. You know, like in school, you have what's called a ruler, and tends to be 12 inches, 30 centimeters long. I think that's what it is. I think I remember that anyway. All those years ago. And it's used for measuring. Now, when we say God is infinite, we can't measure God. We can't get any sort of ruler and say, oh, yeah, there is God. He begins here, he ends here. No, he's infinite. He's unmeasurable, or immeasurable, whichever way you say it. We can't measure him. But then, he is also eternal. So not only can we not restrict him to a space, we can't restrict him to a time. We can't restrict him to space, but we can't restrict him to time. God doesn't have a beginning in space, but he also doesn't have a beginning in time. And he doesn't have an ending in space or an ending in time. He is immeasurable and outside of time. But then, and this is my favorite attribute of God, I've said this so many times, if you don't know it, I'll say it again. God is unchangeable. He is unchangeable. That is the most important characteristic of God for us sinners. Because we could have the whole of the Bible. We could have all the promises of God. We could have all the assurances of his love, of his mercy, of his grace. But if God was changeable, none of that would mean anything. It would mean nothing. I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Notice he doesn't say, I, the Lord, am a loving God, therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. No, I, the Lord, do not change. Therefore, so a promise that God made 3,000-4,000 years ago is just as good this moment as the moment when it was made, unlike us. we can often make promises, can't we? And 5 minutes later, well, do I really want to keep that one? No, when God makes a promise, he doesn't change. The rest of the words, 7 in total, is being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. We can apply the first 3 to all those 7. So we say God is spirit in his essence. He's infinite, eternal, unchangeable in his being, in his wisdom, in his power, in his holiness. So in other words, God is infinite in his being. He's eternal in his being. He's unchangeable in his being. He's infinite in his wisdom. He's eternal in his wisdom. And he's unchangeable in his wisdom. And so on and so on. Again, we're not going to spend time in going to, it would take up a whole sermon to go into all these things in any sort of detail. But I would encourage you this week, bring that home with you. I notice, to be honest with you, it grieves me that these are left behind. Please do not leave them behind, especially this one. Bring it with you, okay? And bring it home and make this a basis of study this week and memorize it. You know, it's great to memorize this because people often say to me, well, what is God? I say, God is a spirit. Infinite, eternal, unchangeable. And it rolls off. That's what God is. My God is a great God. Remember what we said about what Luther said to Erasmus in his Bondage of the Will? He says, Erasmus, he says, your problem is your God is too small. Your God is not big enough. We have a God who is infinite, eternal, unchangeable in all these attributes. What is God? God is spirit. Infinite, eternal, and unchangeable. In his being, wisdom, power, holiness, justice, goodness, and truth. And may the knowledge of God, and I've mentioned this a couple of times recently, as John Calvin began his Institutes of the Christian Religion, he says, 2 aspects of knowledge are the most important aspects of knowledge we'll ever learn. The knowledge of God and the knowledge of ourselves. The more we know God, the more we know ourselves. And the more we know ourselves, the more we will know God. A true knowledge of God will lead to a true knowledge of myself. And a true knowledge of what I am will lead to a true knowledge of God. They go hand in hand, hand in glove. May God bless this to our souls.